ABC Radio Australia.
Turning to sports now, in the eyes of most of their fans, the Flying Fijians were robbed of victory over Australia last weekend when a controversial refereeing decision let the Wallabies off the hook at a crucial stage of the match. So expect head coach Mike Burns' team to be fired up when they'll take on Scotland on home soil in Suva tomorrow. Meanwhile, the chair of Fiji Rugby, John Sunday, has conceded that there is concern among the leading Pacific nations over the huge sum of money flowing into rugby league from the Australian government. However, Sunday says that does not mean his union will be turning to China for financial assistance. And right now, a more immediate concern is to avoid a repeat of last weekend's refereeing controversy against the Scots.
You know, speaking to Coach Mick Burns, we've let him and the team leadership group handle that, and I think they've sought clarification. But even during the game, sitting up in the stands, sitting with the chairman of World Rugby, there's comments coming from people around, you know, what would World Rugby going to do about it? All of this kind of stuff is killing the game. So, you know, it's something that I bet World Rugby will need to look at more deeply. What we can do with our rights and our obligations for questioning the referee and questioning authority, that's already happening. But the boys are focused on controlling what they can do better and how they can better organise themselves to win the game. And so that's been the focus, and I think they'll get over.
The Scots, I gather, might have a few injury problems, which clearly won't help them. But for most of their players, playing in Fiji, in Fijian conditions, is going to be a very new experience. And that's tough, isn't it? I mean, we've seen that in Super Rugby, and they don't have to travel so far.
Well, that's right, yes. I mean, the conditions are completely different from what they're used to normally. But Scotland is a very competitive side, and we're taking them very seriously. To beat the Maori All Blacks on tour is in itself a great achievement, so we respect that.
From what I've been seeing on social media and the like, I mean, the team have been out and about, making their presence absolutely known in the community, visiting schools. These matches now have become big social occasions, haven't they? And it will be nice to see more of them.
All touring teams that come, we try to encourage them to visit schools and see the impact, and then just also visit school kids playing and training rugby, both girls and boys, and just to interact with the community. It's our way of teaching school kids the values of rugby and about respect, but also showing them that there's also a pathway that they might want to choose to, you know, to see the world and be part of the Flying Fijian or Fijiana team that play in these big matches. So it's a great occasion. From my reports, I think the Scots thoroughly enjoyed the visit with the schools, and it's great. It's the beauty about rugby union. We connect with the community and continue to build the dream.
Can I ask on a related subject in the Australian press this week, talking about the money that's going into rugby league from the Australian government, and they're suggesting there are concerns in the Pacific, they're missing out, and they're looking to China. Well, we know that Fiji already has a memorandum of understanding with the Chinese rugby union. What do you think about this? Is this a definite shift by the Pacific teams to look for help financially from China, or is it just coincidence?
Well, it's a current issue of significance. I mean, from Fiji's perspective, our memorandum of understanding with China has been sitting in the in tray for the last 5 years. This is not something that came overnight, but they've been asking us to work with Fiji Rugby to help develop their competition, their players. I can say that there's several Fijian coaches and players that are in China at the moment, so it's a win-win, and I think it's good. But whether we are using that to ask for financial assistance is not something that we're looking at. It's really just in the spirit of rugby. But yes, in relation to the financial injection into rugby league, that's going to be a huge threat to the game in the Pacific. Fiji, Tonga and Samoa. In Fiji, rugby union is a bit more entrenched in part of the DNA, but you know, we can't just rest on that. We've got to continue to look at how other threats, and rugby league is always going to be a big threat, particularly with the kind of big money that, you know, the federal government is throwing at them. It is a very real threat, and it's something that we're looking at and taking very seriously.
But Australian government money has come your way, hasn't it? Fijiana have benefited, and both the men's and women's teams in Super Rugby, the Tuadrua teams have benefited as well. So it seems to me there is room for negotiation here. I mean, it might not be on the scale of what's happened in PNG, for example, but they're launching a whole new franchise over 10 years, so that was always going to cost more.
100%. I mean, look, we're always thankful to the taxpayers of Australia and the government for all the assistance for setting up of the Ndrua franchise, which has been an out-and-out success, and the majority of the current flying Fijian squad are from the Ndua franchise, which shows the impact that that funding has had. The return on investment has been huge. So we're always thankful for that. We could do with more, but what has been given has been plenty. But we're currently talking to Tonga, Samoa and Rugby Australia to see how we can maybe approach the federal government in a much more structured and much more sensible way on this, and see whether there is a way we could all benefit from the largesse of the Australian government and the Australian taxpayer. That's the spirit and the Vuvalu partnership. It all adds up to a great relationship.
Do you happen to know if Prime Minister Umbuka had a word in the ear of Prime Minister Albanese during the match last weekend when Australia took on Fiji?
I'm sure he did, but I wasn't privy to that. But myself, to the Rugby Australia officials, yes, I did mention to them to see how we can coordinate to manage this issue better in the interest of rugby union.
That's John Sunday, chair of Fiji Rugby, who says the weather has been good in Suva this week and all the right ingredients are there for a great game against the Scot tomorrow. And John was talking to Richard Ewood. And as a curtain raiser, the Fiji Military Force team will be taking on the British Army team in what is likely to be another fierce battle, you would think.